This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1523. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 27th, DXN Station News from Angola, Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Ethiopia, Hawaii, India, Indonesia, Libya, Mexico, Netherlands, Peru, St. Helena, Somalia, Turkey, Ukraine, Mississippi, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Uruguay, Venezuela, Western Sahara, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. You can't have one without the other. Carrier plus modulation equals broadcasting. But there are several countries which manage to turn on their shortwave carriers, but do not modulate it at all or sufficiently. Now, there's been a slight improvement in Angola. First note, this was David Sharp in New South Wales, UT July 23rd, on 4949.742. Radio Nacional de Angola, which has been reported repeatedly with a carrier, but little to no modulation, but this time at 1856 UT, he says they actually had full audio. Nice local music until 1859, a time check and ID, a drum solo mentioning Luanda, and a second ID as Radio Nacional. Time tones on the hour, and a third ID he heard into the news. Their other shortwave frequency was also in 7216.76, but still no audio on that frequency. We swiftly had additional reports about this. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says 4949.7 RNA Canal A in Malenvos, Angola, July 23rd at 2114 to 2212. Songs, both local and international, News Bulletin at 2200. Almost normal modulation level this time, he says, and also the following day, July 24th. Another report of this from Lucio Chavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State, Brazil. 4950, the approximate frequency, July 24th at 0550 to 0604. Pop music in vernacular, announcements, ID in Portuguese, some pop music in English. Radio Nacional Angola IDs, High Life Music, Time Pips at 0600. And mentioning an African meeting. The reception, however, was noisy, but no interference. And one more report of this from Scott R. Barber in New Hampshire, 4949.85, July 26th at 0148 to 0207, presumed Radio Nacional de Angola, Portuguese, ballads, announcements, music bridges, a canned announcement at 0206. However, he did not get a discernible ID. He says, the first time in a while I've logged any usable audio from this station in Angola. Apparently they do run all night, so there's a wide window to hear it in North America if they just keep modulating. And more good news from Antarctica. LRA 36 is back. I detected it for the first time since July 8th on July 27th, 15476, a carrier with some modulation at 1313. Peaking around 1355, still a carrier, but had faded considerably by 1411. Moritz von Driesche in Belgium was also hearing it at the same time, on the same date at 1339, and he measured it with his Perseus on exactly 15476. And we're still getting reports of the Greek ethnic station in New South Wales on 120 meters, Radio Simban. I'm not hearing it yet, as I don't start listening until after sunrise, and there's far too much noise on the band. But it made it all the way, apparently, to Pennsylvania. Dave Volko, Hardcore DX, reports 2368.49, Greek-sounding music at 1017, tune in on the 25th of July. Actually sounded more like Arab music, he says. It faded pretty quickly and was gone by 1037. The much higher-powered Australian Northern Territory stations on 120 were not doing any better that morning. Ron Howard in California is much better positioned to hear it. Radio Simbon Presume, 2368.5, July 23rd at 12:54 to 13:16. Poor, but reception better than normal through the noise. Nonstop Greek music and songs with callers presumably in Greek. Another report on July 25th, 1323 to 1344 by Ron Howard, mostly Greek music and songs, like a cross between Greek and Middle Eastern. Ian Baxter reminds him that the most recent transmitter location is Leppington, a suburb in southwest Sydney. And Radio Simbon also reported by Harold Sellers in British Columbia. July 26th at 12:05 with Greek music. Strong level by 12:15. Some talk heard as well. In New South Wales, David Sharp reports hearing Radio Australia on a strange frequency, 4920, in English at 1930 UT, the 19th of July. I figure this is a leapfrog mixing product from the Shepparton site. Two of the frequencies on the air at that time are 7240 and 6080, and 4920 is just an equal distance lower. He says he did not hear it on following days, and it was very weak when he did hear it. Here's something that might correlate with that NID on 4780 Bob Wilkner heard. Over a three-day period in June, between 1000 and 1105, a religious program in Spanish. He says nothing heard since. But on that same frequency, 4780 on July 25th, Ivanildo Gonçalves Dantas in Santa Catarina State, Brazil, reports to the Radio Escutas group, he was hearing a Radio Livre in Bolivia at 2314 UT in the evening, an ID with a program of dance music, and mentioned the city of Sucre. Now, the only known Bolivian around there is 4782 Radio Tacana in Tumupasa. But this might be something new. Look for a Radio Livre from Bolivia on approximately 4780. By the way, Bob Wilkner, as well as Maritz von Drisha in Belgium, have logged a number of other Bolivians, as well as Brazilians and Peruvians, and in many cases provided exact frequencies to two or three decimal places. All of these appear in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 10-30, at worldofradio.org. Regarding last week's item about Radio Nacional de Amazonia appearing one night only on a strange frequency 6195 instead of 6185, Sarmento Campos in Brazil has this additional information. Probably Radio Nacional da Amazônia is testing its new shortwave transmitters, and it was relaying Radio Nacional from Rio de Janeiro during that soccer game with Vasco da Gama. I've heard Radio Senado 5990 mentioning in regular programming that they are in an experimental transmission with a good signal around 2100. Soon they are supposed to activate the four new 100-kilowatt transmitter facilities, but the initial tests are surely low-powered, maybe less than 50 kilowatts. And another Brazilian follow-up. Last week we mentioned hearing the wacky wailing preacher David Miranda on 12174, thought to be a very much out-of-whack transmitter from Radio Globo in Rio, supposed to be on 11805. I did note it was parallel to Super Radio Del Zé Amor on 11765, and now Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has heard it in parallel not only on 12175 and 11765, but also an equal displacement on the other side, 11355. That means both 12174 and 11355 approximately are spurs, matching spurs from the 11765 transmitter. He heard this at 0125 past 0200 on July 24th. It says it was unstable, slightly distorted, but readable spurs. Here's another anomaly, perhaps a one-off, never to be repeated, unless it was a test, a precursor of something new. On July 24th at 1910 to 1932, Mark Cody in Ontario was hearing CVC Chile in Spanish on 9445, not the correct frequency 9635. But checking the next day, I was hearing it only on 9635 and not 9445. In any event, parallel to a much stronger signal here, 17680. From Colombia, La Voz del Guaviare varies only a bit around 6035. Maurits van Driessche in Belgium heard it at 2259 UT, July 25th, with a full ID, also at midnight. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard it both in the morning and the evening until sign-off at 0117 July 24th. It was quite abrupt. At that time, he measured it 10 hertz below 6035. But he also heard it a previous morning, July 23rd, from 9:59 past 10:30, with religious talk. At that time, it was 10 hertz above 6035. Radio Havana, Cuba, celebrated the 26th of July by pumping out a second harmonic on 12240. That's 2 times 6120, and with the same lo-fi modulation as on the fundamental. Heard here at 0522, fading in and out. In honor of the occasion, I revived my parody slogan, Cuba, territorio esclavo en América, patria o suerte, pensaremos. Ron Howard in California was almost certain that Radio Amanecer, Dominican Republic, had been off the air for a few weeks, but it was back on July 23rd, until sign-off at 0302 on 6025, as well as several other days. Programs seem to be phone conversations before a brief ID and going off the air. Also reported July 25th until 0303 sign-off by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, measured 30 hertz high from 6025. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports that one of the many clandestines for Ethiopia makes its final transmission on July 31st. It's Adera Dimse Radio in Amharic, which was scheduled Saturdays only at 17 to 18 via Now in Germany on 13820. The big deal about the tsunami warning test from WWV and WWVH I mentioned last week turned out not to be very exciting. There was just a single announcement, which was repeated twice during a less than 1 minute period, more or less alternating on WWV and WWVH, but they weren't always coordinated. So sometimes a tone was running on one while the announcement was on the other, and at one time there were even two announcements running at the same time during that hour. Furthermore, the announcement said nothing about tsunamis, especially on 60 meters. If you hear what sounds like a station from India, but none is listed on that frequency, chances are it really is All India Radio, which punched up an incorrect frequency. Latest example from Joe's Jacob and DSWCIDX Window, the Urdu External Service, July 10th at 1745 from Delhi, was on 4880 instead of the correct 4860. Others may be just a few kilohertz off frequency. Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka noted on July 23rd in DX India that Gangtok Sikkim was still on 4837.24, around 1400. Here in deep North America, reception is beginning to pick up for All India Radio's English sesquihour at 1330 on 9690, intended for Southeast Asia. Since last week's report that RRI in Serui, Indonesia, had reactivated, more reports of it from Ron Howard in California. July 26th, he heard it all the way from 1206 to sign off at 1343 on 4604.90, including some Jakarta relays. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1523. Consult our website for a lot more info. worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tim Hendel in Alabama, who says World of Radio is the only DX program I listen to now, with a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. And also thanks to Michael Heider for a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. There have been further variations to the complete Voice of Africa schedule from Libya I gave last week. It seems they're continually modifying it, but Ivo Ivanov of DX Mix News Bulgaria is keeping up with it, as well as Wolfgang Büschel, so I suggest you check the latest DXLD. There are some variations in the switchover times concerning the English broadcast, nominally at 14 to 16 UT on 15235 and 15240. Wolfgang Büschel observed on July 27th that the change from 17 MHz to 15240 was very late at 14.13, and 15235 did not open until 14.18. In PlayDX, Luca Botofioro reports getting a QSL card and letter from Merida, Mexico, 6104.7, in just under 2 months. He's pleased that after he sent them a CD with an MP3 of the barely audible signal, they did verify, since they were able to recognize the voice of the announcer. Radio Netherlands has resumed broadcasting English to North America, except it's totally inadvertent, and it's only for 3 minutes. I found that the relay in Dutch at 11 UT via Tenang, Philippines on 7360 concludes with 3 minutes of English before they turn off the carrier, 1127 to 1130. And reception was excellent on July 24th. As a matter of fact, the azimuth on that transmission is 21 degrees, which happens to aim usward. The same thing happens at 1327 on 9650, but then it's colliding with Canada. Finally, we have a name or a slogan for the new Peruvian on 4850, reported a few weeks ago, located in Huanta. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina has made another visit far away from Buenos Aires to a small town in Mendoza province, where he has better DX possibilities and also closer to Peru. Listening from Potrerillos, he heard on 4850 a canned ID at 1050 UT and also at 2230 and 0130, July 24th, as Genesis Radio, or in the reverse order, Radio Genesis, as in the first book of the Bible. However, it was off the air the following 2 days. When it was on, he was getting excellent reception, QSA 4 to 5. He says apparently they're still testing, accounting for being off the air for a couple of days. This is the one licensed with a call sign OAW5E. News for those eagerly awaiting a reply for the reports to Radio St. Helena Day from Joe Buck in Florida, who, as you may recall, actually visited St. Helena this year on a cruise ship. He got an email from Gary Walters, station manager, saying the first batch of QSLs for the 2009 broadcast are on the way. Quoting his message, "Me and my family have recently returned from Cape Town after spending 2 months away from the island. My first week back at work, before the RMS sailed to Ascension, me and my wife, Cherry, sent a stack of QSL cards to Japan. We decided to start with Japan first, as we have the most reports from them. Up to this weekend, we have finished with Japan and are now concentrating on reports from the USA. So we are really steamrolling ahead with this project." This was dated July 25th. One of the clandestines for Somalia, Radio Hurial via the UAE on 9840, Saturday to Thursday, 1730 to 1800, is still on the air. But since June 25th, they have an additional broadcast via Myerton, South Africa on the same frequency, but it's Fridays only at 1730 to 1800, according to Ivo Ivanov via DSWCI DX window. A few months ago, the Voice of Turkey canceled one of the 2 weekly airings of its supposedly call-in show, Live from Turkey, the one on Tuesday evenings or Tuesday afternoons, North American time, but continued with the other one on Thursday afternoons or Thursday mornings, North American time. However, on July 22nd, on 15450, after 1300, I was only hearing Phil music. So I don't know if it was just a summer vacation or if the program is gone then too. Could have something to do with its main protagonist, Sheriff Ishler, leaving The Voice of Turkey. As per the latest revision of Ukraine's revived shortwave schedule we gave last week, Derek Lynch in Ireland was pleased to hear RUI's English broadcast at 0745, July 23rd, on 11620, but with some co-channel interference. Yes, it seems that Libya has decided it would also move on to 11620. In Germany, Wolfgang Büschel says that Ukraine is slightly on top, but both registering S9 plus 20. The parallel frequency for Libya, then, is 11650. And Ola Alm in Sweden notes that the Ukrainian transmitter on 11620, although it has good modulation and clean audio, is putting out FMing spurs with a strong buzz at about plus and minus 64 and 128 kilohertz. If you haven't yet seen what WWCR's antenna field looked like during the flood in May, which put them off the air for a few days when over 15 inches of rain fell, they have a few photos on their website, www.wwcr.com/flood_page.html. Fritz Prentice Jr. in Arkansas reports that Mississippi Public Broadcasting has banished Fresh Air, the interview series from NPR, due to content issues, as explained in his blog, tvdxseark.blogspot.com. According to the local newspapers, the problem was that at the moment, Fresh Air had a somewhat explicit discussion about sex. Someone was on hold on their phone and heard it there and objected to it. This was not even a complaint about what they were broadcasting. In the National Radio Club, Sean Axelrod in Winnipeg reports hearing a low-power station on 1710 kilohertz called Senior Radio, July 21st at 0847 UT. It was unidentified, but he posted what he heard online and got a reply from the operator of Senior Radio in Edison, New Jersey. Yes, it is supposedly a Part 15 station. He claims he's putting out only 100 milliwatts. 1710 kilohertz, worth checking, especially if you're even closer to New Jersey than Manitoba. Dick Pash in Honduras sends info from Clear Channel, a press release, that they've decided to give away some AM stations to be handled by the Minority Media and Telecommunications Council. One of them is KYHN in Fort Smith, Arkansas. That's the currently inactive station on 1650 kilohertz. They were forced off the air a few years ago when their transmitter site was flooded. In case people are looking forward to their returning, in order to be able to hear and or verify Arkansas on medium wave, I have to point out that the old station and presumably the new one are actually across the border in Oklahoma. In Condish List, Horacio Negro in Uruguay has the latest info from one of the few shortwave stations there, Radio Sarandí Montevideo on 6045 upper sideband, callsign CXA61. According to the station technician, Fernando Gopar, they are on the air, but without the amplifier because of an exhausted tube. They're waiting for a spare and will keep him informed on the ongoing status. They were operating with 300 watts on USB, feeding an inverted V 24 hours. But even in Montevideo, Horacio says he cannot hear them due to a high noise level. And of course, they must be running only a few watts until they get the new tube. Even then, they'll be a very difficult catch. Don't believe you're hearing them or Mexico on 6045 between 06 and 07 when there's a station in Spanish. It's KBS World Radio via Canada. correlating with the deteriorating relations between Venezuela and Colombia. A report in the Peruvian website, Terra.com, via Yumber Gaviria in Colombia, revelations that Chavez is financing Colombian guerrilla radios. For example, on 96.7 in Zulia State, Venezuela, which is bordering the Norte de Santander state in Colombia, there's an ELN clandestine station, according to the Colombian newspaper El Tiempo. It's called Antorcha Estéreo. La Voz del Frente Urbano, Carlos Germán Velasco Villamizar. After reviving it on July 18th, Chavez's Sunday afternoon show, Alo Presidente, was gone again July 25th when I checked the frequencies via Cuba. Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal reports that the Polisario Front Station from Algeria to Western Sahara is still missing from shortwave 6297. He, however, can hear it on medium wave. They have two frequencies, 700 and 1550 kilohertz. Note they do not match the European band plan. However, you never know which one they'll be using. On July 22nd at 2107, they were on 700 and not 1550. However, on the 24th of July, they were back on 1550, gone again on July 26th, and not on 700 either. Beneath the wavy line, each issue of DX Listening Digest has a number of additional sections, in addition to the A to Z country DX and station news, such as Radio Equipment Forum. I wonder how many North Americans have tried out Brazilian-made shortwave receivers, or even know they exist. There's a discussion in the Rádio Escutas group about some new releases. It seems there are two brands, or two models at least, one going by Motobras, the other Motoglobe. And you should find information about them if you go to www.radioshopping.com.br. Brazil being one of the major countries still employing shortwave for domestic broadcasting, it's only appropriate that they actually do make some of their own shortwave radios. You may recall the extraordinary daytime medium wave DX opening I reported on April 20th when I was getting a number of stations in broad daylight from Colorado and several other states. Thanks to Bill Scott, WE7W, for just bringing to my attention that he was also observing this at the same time as he was driving his truck across the Mississippi River. It's in his blog, radio-timetraveler.blogspot.com. My theory remains that it had something to do with the space shuttle just having descended, disturbing the delayer. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued July 27th. ANKNC speaking at 10 and 3 on August 10th and 11th. Solar flux dropping from 84 July 31st to 76 August 3rd and 4th, up to 80 and then down to 78 on August 10th to 13th, and peaking at 86 on the 16th through 19th. That's World of Radio 1523, Glenn Hauser, inviting you to hear me again next week.